It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I'm overwhelmed. I looked. Okay, so I never do this. I don't do this. I don't look ahead. I don't look at the day until we're in the moment. But then last week, there were so few honorable mentions. There were so few people of note. I was worried. We were in the middle of recording, and there I was, like, just dumbfounded, right? That I was unable to come up with names in a timely manner that I felt was appropriate, and I expect more of myself. And so, you know what? Today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to go ahead and check before I start recording, just to see what the names look like. Holy moly, folks. That's all I can say. Holy moly. The day, God, I don't even know if I could do a 3-2-1, not because it's weak, but because it's so... Okay, I'm going to have to try to do a 3-2-1. You'll get it when I start jumping into it. I don't know that this 3-2-1 is going to be accurate. I'm going to, oh God, second page even. I don't know that this is going to be an accurate 3-2-1. I'm going to name a lot of people, okay? I'm going to name a lot of people. And I don't know if this is going to be an accurate 3-2-1. Because I could just run through everybody as an honorable mention. It's just so powerful. So powerful. Now, let's get into it. Let's just do it. Okay. If you've never listened to the show before, you must think I'm insane. And I might be. After today, I might be. My job here on This Day is History is to go through and look at every day's celebrity birthdays, because I've been given a power by an angel I met named Adriel. And that power is to erase one day from the history of existence. Now, of course, I am basing this entirely on celebrity birthdays, because pop culture is king. Whatever day I erased from history will also erase everyone born on that day. And so that kind of ties it all together for you. So basically, I do a celebrity death match of birthdays. And today's rolling in loser is I only look at the top three, but the 3-2-1 looks like this. Number three, John Bernthal. Number two, Sophia Loren. And number one, George R.R. Martin. Now, get that out of the way. Here's some honorable mentions from today. Okay? Now, remember, yesterday, F. Scott Fitzgerald made it to number three. Okay, and the one that we're going up against right now, remember, John Bernthal made it to three. Let me throw you out some names that aren't even in the top three. You ready? Okay. I keep asking, but I don't even know if anybody could be ready for the day that we got here. Okay. Here we go. Honorable mentions. Jamie Hyneman of Mythbusters fame. Tate Donovan. Let's see. Hal Sparks. Boy, back on that Talk Soup bandwagon, Hal Sparks was actually one of the Talk Soup guys for a while. Cheryl Teagues, September 25th. Okay. You're like, this is not amazing. Okay, well, let's just keep going. Bridget Wilson, Michael Madsen, Heather Locklear, William Faulkner, Scottie Pippen, Christopher Reeve, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, T.I., Donald Glover, all of these people, September 25th. Shel Silverstein, September 25th. How about that? Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, both on September 25th. Not in the top three. Michael Douglas is not in the top three. Okay? Now, I went a little crazy. I named a lot of people right there. So I think I might only have two people left, but I'm going to solve that issue because I'm going to give you a number three. That's a consolation number three. It's a consolation number three. Okay. And I can do this because I feel pretty strong about how the rest of this day is going to go. Number three. Here it is. Ready? Number three, Lee Norris. Now you're saying, who the fuck's Lee Norris? Who's Lee Norris? Is that, you mean Chuck Norris? No, I don't mean Chuck Norris. I mean Lee Norris, otherwise known as Stuart Minkus from Boy Meets World. Now, listen, I said a lot of nasty things. I actually didn't really say too many nasty things, but I said plenty of things about Boy Meets World, which is a show that I absolutely love. But I realized recently that I don't really appreciate Ben Savage very much. Well, I do appreciate Lee Norris. And Lee Norris, a.k.a. Stuart Minkus, my number three today. Now, is Lee Norris a bigger star than Michael Douglas or Donald Glover or Scottie Pippen? Maybe. Maybe not. Doesn't really matter. Because, I mean, he's not really, it's not really going to matter. Just wait till we get there. Number two, Mark Hamill. Oh, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I said it. Mark Hamill. Now, you may know him as Luke Skywalker, of course. But in my heart, he will always be the best Joker. Okay, so the animated Joker, all the good animated Joker was all Mark Hamill. Okay, and so, boy, if we lost Mark Hamill, what a world would that be? What world would that be? Wouldn't be a world I'd want to live in. Listen, number one, I'm gonna drop it on you. Listen, I mean, you may think I have a cavalier attitude, really, towards today's birthdays, and I do, because every once in a while you get one that is so loaded to the gills with talent that you can just kind of take it easy breezy. It's such a high stress job that I have here. You don't understand. I've lost 45 pounds since I started this. I haven't eaten in the last month once. Only thing I eat is my emotions now. So yeah, am I taking it a little loosey-goosey today? Maybe, sure. But every once in a while, you have such a big day like this where there's nothing can go wrong. And you just need to just embrace that, I guess. It's the one shining moment of clarity in this entire enterprise. Okay, number one, Will Smith. Yeah, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay? Say what you want about Will Smith's movie roles. I will say many of them have been wonderful. Men in Black. We talked about Men in Black back on Tommy Lee Jones's birthday. And I say it was as much a Tommy vehicle as it was a Will vehicle. But there were two people driving that vehicle. Will did his part and did it wonderfully. Wonderfully. In other movies. Listen, Will Smith, he's all right. He's all right by me. He's all right. He could have stopped acting after The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he still would be better than George R.R. Martin. Okay, but the combined talent of Will Smith, Mark Hamill, and Lee Norris, come on. Obviously, there's no question here. September 25th, good job. Good lineup. The names I threw out there just at the end, Donald Glover, Christopher Reeve, Michael Madsen, Michael Douglas, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. All of those being honorable mentions. Of course, one of them probably could have been boosted up to three if you did not feel like giving Lee Norris a consolation three. Whatever, you know? Not my job to appease you. How about that lineup? Goodness gracious. Shel Silverstein. Anyway, so that's it. That's it for today. September 25th, you are fine and dandy like sour candy. September 20th, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do at this point. It's not pretty. I'll tell you that much. But hey, you know what? Maybe someday is just waiting over the horizon. Maybe there's someday just right near the end and it'll all work out for you. Not likely, but it's possible. We'll find out. Anyway, see you guys here tomorrow, next time on This Day is History. Stay fresh. To you.